Ladies and gentlemen of the planet, this is not your scheduled program today. My name is Providence, and our souls have struggled hard along this way. And all this struggle, and pain, and life and effort, really is redirecting each of us towards the unfoldment of our souls, so it may recognize its true self. This is what it all means. This is why we first pursue this thing, and then that thing, thinking that we need them, only to realize we need them not. We feel a hunger that cannot be appeased and a thirst that will not be quenched. And we try all the experiences of life, sometimes feverishly and eagerly, sometimes listlessly and sluggishly, but find them all to be shadows and unrealities. But the hunger and thirst still remains, and continuously torments us to further efforts. And this will be so always until we learn that the thing we truly desire is within us, instead of outside us. And when we learn this lesson, even faintly, we begin to seek intelligently in our changed beings. This is the meaning of life. This is what we should be after. Our world is presently governed by evil, and it has always been this way. Purity has not yet had the desire to rule because that is a fruitless desire. It's always been corrupt. Computer software engineers have forever created computer viruses. Pharmaceutical companies have created sicknesses. War has been instigated and manipulated by the war departments since there have been militaries. We are living within a spider's web of special interest and deception. Everything that appears good and charges money is bad. Everything that seems right but makes you suffer is wrong. Who is in charge? Well, that's different for everybody, depending on how deep in the shit you are. Money's the only trump card in this game. It's like control repellent. If you don't have money, you're stuck deep in the web. Even if you do have money, you're in the web somewhere because someone always has more than you. The scary point is that when you've managed to take yourself out of the spider's web, which a lot of you out there already have, you're faced with the killer spider. And once you see this spider, there's no undoing it because he wants you back in that web or dead. You know you have to fight it, if not for you, but for all the other people, your friends and family that all are still blind to it, still in the web of control. If you can understand my words, you're halfway there. Don't take it anymore. It isn't real. All of what they tell us we are is not true. How could they know? They took us off course hundreds of years ago. We are everything we want to be the moment we step out of that web. The people that are controlling us, they will never stop because they can't. They are too close to getting what they want. And that, my friends, is the scary part. It is our demise that they seek. What I'm asking all of you to do is open your eyes. Listen to the voice in your own heart, and he will help you climb out of that web of control. If we all stand together, we can defeat the spider. We must all work in unison for this to work. We must boycott their stores, their transportation, their rules and regulations. From this point on, our own hearts governs us, doing what feels right inside of us. This is what our purpose is now, standing up together, because we will peacefully win this fight. But my only concern is for you to know that the choice that you may or may not make, this will only be the beginning of the fight. But in the end, we will prevail, and life will be worth living again. Thank you. All right, listen, before anybody thinks that I'm calling for revolution, that was just a monologue from a novel I just finished titled Alpha and Omega. Just wanted to see, I'm not an actor, nor am I a voiceover dude, but I just wanted to see if anybody out there thought it was a palpable stimulation that I was trying to, you know, pull out of you. If not, I'll try harder. Opinions are welcome, and criticism welcome too, because I can't see it to strangle you. Just kidding. Open for discussion. I appreciate anybody who listened to it and gives me their opinion. It is much appreciated. Thank you. This is an absolute creation, signing off. And again, no revolution. Feds, if you're listening, this is a fiction novel, so don't put me in a file in the FBI somewhere. Appreciate it. Peace.